Jimi Hendrix was a prolific writer. In fact, in less than 4 years, he wrote and recorded enough material for almost a dozen LPs.
I remember seeing him in the control room with all his books, of notebooks of words, pieces of napkins from hotels, and pages torn out of various magazines and books, and all put together in this one big folder that he carried with him, which was his notebook of words. Pages and pages and pages of lyrics. And what he would do is, after a track had been cut, he would sort of shuffle them around and sort of find the ones that really fit the track.
But on special occasions, Jimmy enjoyed playing other people's songs. Hendrix and the Beatles were friends, so when Jimmy appeared live on the BBC in London, John Lennon showed up to provide backing vocals.
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out now. It was a day.
Jimi Hendrix was born in Seattle in 1942. He spent his teenage years listening to a wide variety of music. He heard everything from R&B to rock and roll.
It was good time music at first, like with Little Richard, Chuck Berry, and Jerry Lee Lewis, and, you know, you can go on down the line, Elvis Presley and so forth.
Hey, baby, I'm here to tell you about yourself. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Jimmy was an accomplished musician. He also played bass, keyboards, and drums. In a rare studio outtake, Hendrix explains to drummer Buddy Miles how he thinks the drums should sound.
Oh, one for the money, two for the show, three, get ready, four to go. Same tempo, it's the same tempo. Okay, I'm sorry. Turn the drums up a little louder through the ear goggles. Oh, I'm still in the cell, goddamn. Where's the rest of that grass here? Grass here. Where's that goddamn grass? Okay, let's play with this. Let's play with this a little bit. Here you go. Start to tackadoo, 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 tackadoo. Wait a second. Tackadoo, tackadoo. No. Only cymbal and snare. You know, the old, very old time. Only cymbal and snare. Cymbal and snare. Real old time. No, not that's too fancy. No. Yeah, and the cymbal. Yeah. Do it without. Okay, I tell you what. Do it without the snare. Do it without the snare. And it will start like that. Okay. As soon as we come in, then you come in with the bass drum and so forth. Huh? I feel evil. Evil. If you want trouble, I come to the right place. Well, since my baby's left me, I'm running to pay to jail. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four. You come for trouble, you come to the right place. Show.
That was a rare recording of a rehearsal session from the Band of Gypsies. When we return, we'll hear a few tracks from the Band of Gypsies' historic New Year's Eve performance at the Fillmore East.
Jimmy's going to do a thing that he wrote called Message of Love.
Hungry for something cool?
Yeah.
Surprisingly zesty? Fresh? Then bite the Burst. Burst makes you hungry for gum. Only Burst crystallizes your favorite flavors into an intensely delicious taste that lasts. Chew after chew after chew. Burst with flavor crystals. Burst makes you hungry for gum.
Live from Texas, it's the Gain Show and Smell Challenge. They don't know we're coming. Hi, I'm the Gain Man. What's your name?
Anne Marie.
Now, you use Gain detergent, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you have something you washed in Gain?
You bet.
Here we are. Now, whose jeans are these?
These are my little boys.
And what sort of dirt did it get out?
They got out the grass stains. They were right here.
Uh-huh. Are you confident enough to smell these with me?
I am confident.
Okay. What do you think?
Gain.
That's absolutely right. That's not just plain clean. That's what?
That's Gain clean.
The sun peeks out from behind the hill. All in dreamland, isn't that swell. Now it's time to be loud and
decibel taste of Doritos tortilla chips.
The loudest taste